I'm Andrea Marie Tita, and this is the Main Character Podcast, a lifestyle podcast about getting better, growing, going deeper, and taking control of your life. You are the main character of your story. You can pivot and make a change at any time. This podcast will encourage you to ask yourself the tough questions and reflect. My hope is to connect with not only the guests that are on the podcast, but also so many of you that choose to spend your time listening. I want this podcast to always be a space for vulnerability, connection, and deep conversations. Empowering you to choose yourself always. This is the Main Character Podcast. And we're live. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Main Character with me, your host, Andrea Marie Tita. Today, we are going to be talking about one of my favorite words, and I feel like one of my favorite things that I've gotten better at in the last couple of years, and that is confidence. So I'm going to give you a couple of tips and tricks to feeling your most confident. And obviously, this is going to be a day-by-day basis, but I do really believe that there's ways that you can feel your best and really just feel secure in the person that you are. So I feel like confidence, as we all know by definition, is being secure about who you are and that you trust yourself. So like you have a level of self-respect. You don't really need that external validation because you are so sure to your core who you are. Again, this is something I'm still working on because especially with social media and you know, everything that's at our fingertips, I think seeking external validation has become something that maybe a lot of us do and crave without even realizing it. So I do think this conversation today, and I welcome you to reach out after this because I would love to learn more and chat with you about it. But I think just starting the conversation and being aware that maybe that's something that's affecting us is one of the first steps. So confidence, as I mentioned, is just knowing that you can rely on yourself. You're secure. You trust yourself. You don't break promises to yourself. So I am really working on this. I have not mastered it yet, but I try when I'm wanting to skip the gym, for example, or skip a commitment that I've made to myself and I've actively put into my calendar. I've tried to not break that promise to myself and just keep in the back of my mind, like, no, even if I don't feel like doing it, which I feel like we're not going to wake up every single day motivated to work out or do things that we planned to do 5 days ago and we were feeling really ambitious. I've tried to get better at that. Again, I have not mastered it. So there are days probably last week that I did skip the gym, but I'm trying to get better at it. And I do believe that I can get there. So I think that's a good thing. And that's one of the things with being confident and secure and trusting yourself. And then also why confidence is so important is because I know I talked about it a little bit, but it's not just being secure, but you really are your own best friend. So you're really creating, not creating, but you have this relationship with yourself that you are unshakable in a way, like because you're always going to have external, like I said, external validations and external people, you know, saying things and pulling you certain ways each and every day. So if you truly get confident in who you are, what you bring to the table, knowing who you are, being self-aware of things that you have to work on, I think that you will find that you are closer to mastering it than you think. So with all that being said, the first thing, and I mentioned this on the first episode, which is speak kindly to yourself. So look in the mirror and really see yourself. And I know that this is not the easiest thing to do. It wasn't for me for a very long time, but it might sound silly, but just really smiling, looking back, like saying nice things, or you don't even have to talk to yourself in the mirror, but thinking nice things. So, you know, in the past, I would look in the mirror and see things that I have this beauty mark, or like I have a blemish or whatever. But now it's like, no, just smile, like, and really just thinking a positive thought, even if it's not about your appearance, but just like, I hope you have a great day. You know, like something as silly as that really can just set the tone for the day going into a positive direction. So really speaking and thinking kind thoughts to yourself and about yourself is first and foremost very important. The second step to confidence, I think a lot of people are already probably doing this, but I work from home fully. And I think in the last couple of years, a lot of us being home a lot more. Admittedly, for a while, I probably let it go a little bit too, but just putting in effort. So again, it might sound silly, but even if you just, every day I still get ready to work from home. I still do my skincare, put on a little bit of minimal makeup, put on typically athleisure unless I have an important meeting, but get comfortable, but put in a little bit of effort so that if you had to run out or someone FaceTimed you or something, you'd be like, okay, I'm not still in my pajamas. You know, I've put in a little bit of effort to get myself ready for the day, to feel my best, and that will help you feel your most confident, even if it's just a little bit. A little bit goes a long way. The third piece is having a sense of style. So what looks good on you and what doesn't. And again, I think this all came from just years of me not knowing these things or not doing these things, whether it was just subconscious or actively. So wearing clothes that flatter you and getting rid of clothes that, because I would do this, I would be like, okay, like maybe that top, I don't like the way it sits right now, but maybe in a few months I'll want to wear it. And the reality is we know what we feel and look our best in. So if it isn't broke, don't fix it. Like I wear the same stuff all the time and it's just, I feel my most confident. I feel my best in it. And it's how you show up better. Because if you show up in an outfit you don't feel your best in, you're not going to give off that aura that you're confident, that you are secure, that you feel your best, that you're in a good mood. You know, all of those things add up and contribute to your confidence. So know your sense of style, own it, have fun with it, and just wearing things that flatter you, even if it's not clothes, like accessories, whatever that speaks to you and that you want to express yourself in and that you feel you're sexiest and you're most confident in. I think that's really important as well. The fourth thing is mind and body. So I think I mentioned it before, but you know what makes you feel your best, whether it's the food that you put in your body, whether it's how you move your body. And I'm talking that can literally be a 10-minute walk, you know, whatever makes you feel your best, whatever helps you show up your best, and giving that to yourself will make you feel your most confident. And you will learn that you trust yourself because, again, mind and body goes hand in hand with just keeping that commitment to yourself. So keeping that going because you know what you need to feel your best. Your house, meaning your body, your house is your foundation. So having a solid foundation and just taking care of yourself, your mental health, your physical health, everything like that, like that sets the tone for every other relationship or output you're going to have. So making sure that you're secure, that you feel your best, and taking care of your mind and body and soul will help you feel your most confident for sure. And then the last one is give yourself grace. And I don't mean give yourself grace where I had mentioned, you know, when I just skipped the gym because I didn't feel like it. More giving yourself grace on days you really need rest, or maybe you just don't feel well, or you can't. You've had like 3 full months of giving it your all and you really just need a week of rest. Like, you'll feel your most confident in your relationship with yourself and how you feel if you give yourself that grace, because you're still taking care of yourself by giving yourself rest and letting your it's not that you don't feel like it, it's that you need that downtime to feel reignited, to feel re-inspired, to feel like you're ready to take on the next thing. So giving yourself that grace and continuing to nurture that relationship with yourself will help you feel your most confident. Piecing that all together and wrapping it up, so the first thing is speaking kindly to yourself, putting in effort, knowing your sense of style, taking care of your mind and body, and then also giving yourself grace. So I think all of that, you know, saying those couple of things, I think that will help you just know yourself better. Like, you're not just going to be, and same with me, like I'm not just going to be confident overnight, but thinking about out of that list of things, what does that mean to you? Because it's going to mean something different to everyone. It's going to mean, you know, put in effort might mean in a really important relationship that you know helps you feel your best self, whatever that is. You know, it might not mean someone that's working from home, so putting in a little bit of effort to feel your best. So take this as it resonates with you. But I do believe And this is in, as I mentioned, the last several years of working on this. Confidence feels, you feel free. You feel so free to just be yourself. And then all of the positive relationships that are meant for you find you. And you know that it's genuine, and you know that you, because you know yourself so well and you're so secure in who you are and you trust yourself and you appreciate and admire the way you make decisions, having that outward aura and appearance of being confident, really, they all go hand in hand. So I hope some of this helps. I hope that it resonates with some of you. And again, I would love to hear more because I'm always trying to learn and improve on this myself. So I'd love to hear from you. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. I am sending you all of the love and light in the world. Mwah.